From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, has called the President Trump criticism of the judiciary, in his words, demoralizing and disheartening. Gorsuch made his comments while meeting privately Wednesday with Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who revealed Gorsuch's statements. President Trump reacted to Gorsuch's remarks Thursday on Twitter by apparently questioning the integrity of Senator Blumenthal. The top U.S. commander of Afghanistan, told lawmakers Thursday he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are, in his words, in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson said he needs an additional few thousand more soldiers to break that stalemate. Nicholson was answering questions from senators about the Trump administration's plans for handling the long-running war in Afghanistan. Senator Jeff Sessions was sworn in as the new U.S. Attorney General during a ceremony at the White House Thursday, where he touched on a promise of President Trump's.
My best judgment, having been involved in criminal law enforcement for many years, is that this is a dangerous, permanent trend that places the health and safety of the American people at risk. We will deploy the talents and abilities of the Department of Justice in the most effective way possible to confront this rise in crime and to protect the people of our country.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Sessions on Wednesday after more than a day of heated debate and a dramatic confrontation that led to the suspension of a prominent Democrat from the floor deliberations. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Kenya's Supreme Court Thursday blocked a government plan to close the world's largest refugee camp near the Somali border. Michelle Kagari is a deputy regional director with Amnesty International.
In this judgment today, which I found as a very strong judgment, the court has found that the Gazette notices were unconstitutional. The revocation of Somali refugee status amounted to discrimination. The repatriation of all Somali refugees back to Somalia amounted to reform and was tantamount to collective punishment.
Kenya's government argues the camp housing a quarter of a million people has been used as a training ground for al-Shabaab insurgents who have launched repeated attacks for Kenya's deployments to fight the rebels in Somalia. A Malaysian ship carrying 2,300 tons of food and medicine to help members of Myanmar's persecuted Muslim Rohingya minority arrived in Yangon on Thursday. Hear now from Malaysia's Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs.
The handing over is done to the government and the distribution will be done by them. We cannot be all the time skeptical. We must have a confidence building between the country. As much as we have already expressed our grave concern what happened in the Rakhine State, but it doesn't stop there. More important is that to get them to come together and handing over the assistance where they are really in it.
The humanitarian aid comes as rights groups accuse the army of mass killings, rapes, and other crimes targeting the ethnic group. The organizers of the aid shipment say they trust the Myanmar government to deliver the supplies as promised, despite its record of discrimination. Suspected Islamic State gunmen Wednesday killed at least six local employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross in Afghanistan. Hear now from spokesman Thomas Glass with the Red Cross.
They were on their way to do a distribution of livestock feed for some villages south of Shebagan in Jawzan province. They were attacked on the way down by some unknown gunmen, and six of our colleagues were shot and killed. And two of our colleagues are still unaccounted for.
The ICRC announced it is suspending operations in Afghanistan. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Taliban insisted it was not involved. And the top American commander in Iraq says he believes U.S.-backed forces will be able to take control of Islamic State's last urban strongholds, Raqqa in Syria and Mosul in Iraq. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend cautioned that doesn't mean the defeat of the Islamic State. He said they will still be around and will change their nature. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.